The golden age of television on streaming platforms continues to get deeper and deeper. Besides Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon Prime, all web series show the power of filmmaking with just a few tools and some determined writers and directors. Melissa Locker, culture reporter for Time, The Guardian, and The Takeaway, has three to share. On the success of the web-to-TV hit Broad City, these are women's storylines and women heroes, and as Melissa explains, somewhat reluctant heroes and clearly not superheroes.
So one of the kind of most interesting and sort of buzzy new series is called Brown Girls.
Right.
It's about a friendship between a South Asian American writer and her African American musician girlfriend, which is based on the real life of the writer and director of the series. It's a really fun, engaging show about two people and two cultures that you don't see that much of on television.
Chill. You can't go to jail for punching someone.
Yeah, I'm brown. They're going to call me a terrorist.
Layla.
What, remember my cousin? The FBI wiretapped him. Remember?
Yeah, but your cousin was like hyper paranoid. Remember when I came over and he searched me to make sure I wasn't feeding information to the police?
Who's the audience for this?
I feel like it is definitely geared towards kind of a younger demographic, but I think anyone can honestly watch it as long as you're, you know, okay with a little like sexuality and some rough language. And it'll show you corners of the world that you may not necessarily see.
The formula for success on television. 86th, what's that all about?
So 86th comes from Kazi David. And if the last name sounds familiar, it's because her dad is Larry David of Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm. And I have to say that the apple does not fall very far from the tree. She's very dry. So she basically didn't have very much budget for the show, apparently, and
right.
So decided she needed to kind of do something that was all indoors. And she realized that one of the best ways to have someone just completely indoors would be either an invalid or going through a breakup. So she opted for breakup. And so she sits on her bed and kind of mopes. It's hard to win a breakup because it's not really something that you win.
So he probably already saw them. So I'm thinking the best thing for us to do in this situation is for me to tag a bunch of other people in the same post so it looks like you got hacked.
I'm not doing that. People will think I'm crazy.
Well, to be fair, you made everyone think I'm crazy, so.
You're being dramatic.
You're being really selfish.
And the show is very fun. It's a little bit dark, very dry. But if you're a fan of Curb Your Enthusiasm or shows like Girls, you're definitely going to find something to enjoy with us.
All right, Kate of the Damned. That sounds a little more action-adventure and maybe out of a single room.
Yes. Do you know Megan Amram?
I don't know Megan Amram.
She was a writer for Parks and Recreation, and she's a writer for The Good Place. And she apparently had piloted a series that never really went anywhere, and so they turned it into a web series. It's kind of a cross between Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Underworld, where she's kind of this party girl who goes out to a club one night and gets bitten by a vampire. And she wakes up the next day and finds out that not only is she a vampire, which is annoying enough, but she's the queen of the vampires. And it's really harsh in her vibe. And she is just not interested in reigniting wars with werewolves or, you know, being in charge of all these minions.
The werewolves have struck the first blow. I'm sorry, my queen, but this is an act of war. They have taken the heads of our proudest warriors. It is as much an assault as it is an insult.
Can you just take a pic of the heads and text it to me like a normal person?
She just wants to, you know, go back to her normal life.
All right, so those are the three. Remind us of the titles.
So there's Kate of the Damned, 86th, and Brown Girls, and they are all available online right now.
Melissa Locker, culture reporter for Time, The Guardian, and The Takeaway. Thanks so much.
Thank you.